On Wednesday, dozens of planned conversations took place around Charlotte as part of a community engagement initiative called On the Table CLT. The goal was to bring people together in small groups to discuss how Charlotte can become what organizers call a more connected, inclusive, and opportunity-rich community. In a sparsely outfitted classroom at the Johnston YMCA in Charlotte's eclectic Noda neighborhood, about a dozen people gathered around a squarish table with a taco salad lunch. They ranged from 19 to maybe three times that age. There were white faces around the table and black. At least one person is a lifelong Charlottean. Another moved here 3 weeks ago. The discussion facilitator asked participants what they see as the greatest community needs or struggles in Charlotte. The conversation quickly turned to youth and young adults with a suggestion that they need more outlets and shouldn't just be labeled as troublemakers. And there was this prediction.
I feel like the millennials are gonna really like shake up Charlotte with more programs for youth and actually reaching back versus the me, keep moving forward self kind of path. Why don't we have more of us in the city council meetings and in the church board leadership or in the Y board? Where are the millennials at? Because we're here in Charlotte.
If every millennial voted, you guys could vote in anybody you wanted.
Exactly.
I mean, so that is, I don't know how to change that. I don't know how it's come to be, but it's very distressing to me. It's very distressing how few people vote.
Building connections and creating opportunity for all in the community are primary objectives of Charlotte's On the Table initiative. At the Johnston Y discussion, several participants were already connected, either by working at the Y or through the Queen City Church of Christ, which meets there. Those existing connections made this question by conversation facilitator and Queen City Church pastor Ryan Russell especially pertinent.
Who's not at this table in terms of building unity in our communities?
Seniors.
Who's not at this table that needs to
seniors
be
and seniors.
Well, I think there's also a population in Charlotte that most of us don't get to hang out with very often. And it was an awakening experience that I had about a year and a half ago. A friend of mine sent me up in a ride-along, police ride-along in North Metro, off North Tryon. And what I realized in that ride-along is that there's a whole piece of the Charlotte population that people like us don't get to be with very often. You know, they're not represented here. I don't know if they can be represented here in a sense. I mean, they can be, but they're not taking off lunchtime to be with us because that's not part of their deal.
The hour passed quickly. Discussion participants were textbook polite throughout. There were no voices raised in tension. Speakers quickly deferred to one another when two began to speak at the same time. When asked about building bridges and opening more lines of communication between diverse groups of people, there were comments about using social media for productive community dialogue. Also, a caution against anonymous speech, which one participant called a threat to society. And there was this suggestion.
Instead of just listening to respond, listening to understand where others are coming from. I think that's a big one. Whenever we can listen to say, okay, I understand where you're coming from and how can I help you, instead of, okay, how can I just rebut what you're saying and come back at you, you know.
That's On the Table discussion participant Sean Carlton. You also heard the voices of Lindsay Dunstan, Lynn Trenning, and Toby Holmes. Charlotte's Community Building Initiative says over 5,000 people at more than 150 gatherings took part in this week's conversations. They'll be able to share feedback through a survey, but organizers say they already know that people made meaningful connections and had conversations of consequence during Charlotte's first On the Table event.